This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Federal money could be on the way to help Colorado deal with the recent arrival of thousands of migrants. Denver alone is sheltering nearly 2,500 people from other countries. White House officials say they are in contact with Colorado officials, including Governor Polis and Denver Mayor Mike Johnston. So far this fiscal year, Denver and Colorado have received just over $11 million in federal grants to deal with the needs of migrants. Ballots go out today for November's election. There are two statewide measures. One would affect property taxes and Tabor refunds. The other would let the state keep all of the tobacco and nicotine taxes that it collects. Election day is November 7th. The state is asking a court to dismiss school district's universal preschool lawsuit. CPR's Jenny Brundin has more.
The state says districts don't actually have the local powers they claim they do, and that districts have misinterpreted their own obligations to federal law. The state also argued school districts didn't provide evidence of harm. The suit was brought by six school districts and two education organizations. They argue the way the state's universal preschool program is being implemented is harming children with disabilities and low-income families. And they want access to the state's online matching system to serve families more efficiently. More than 38,000 families are participating in UPK. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Colorado is mostly sunny today and through the rest of the week. Around Denver, it's highs in the 70s, 60s in the mountains. Grand Junction, sunny and 74 this afternoon, and about the same tomorrow. Should be sunny across the state all through the rest of the week. This is CPR News.